Go.
It's cheating. Okay. Rapid Pracy, this is exactly why my SSH thingy didn't work in my Kitano talk. For those of you that have... Okay, first of all, has anyone ever heard of secret sharing in the Shamir method? Hooray! Several hands. Right, who's heard of libgf share? Basically the hands of people I expect to have shares on them right now. Okay. secret sharing is a way to take a secret, like a password or a GPG key or an SSH key, and split it up n ways so that a subset of those n shares can reconstruct the secret, but any less than enough shares and you have zero data. You can read all about it on the libgf share man page, and libgf share is in Debian. But what I wanted to mention is that there is something that builds on top of libgf share, which is called secretfs, and naughty me, it's not in Git yet. It is in BZR. I will migrate it, but right now it's not in Git, except some random people's GitHub accounts. And a really nice guy, Alan Bent, whose GitHub account is Bent Glass Tube. Don't ask me why. Wrote a piece of software called GFK, which actually makes it possible for mere mortals to use GFShare and secretfs in theory. And that's on gfk.etabrick.org. This was all brought back into my awareness. Bear in mind, I wrote libgfshare at the beginning of 2006, based on some software and talks with Mark Wooding. Haha, there you go. See, there's a link. Ian and I were mentioning that earlier. It was brought back into my consciousness by the fact that there's an organization called Redecentralize, who look at technologies and trying to put technologies that protect people's privacy and liberties back into the full zeitgeist rather than just the engineering zeitgeist. Anyone who has SSH private keys or GPG private keys on their laptops rather than on a, a GPG card or that kind of thing, really should be using something like this to mean that they can separate from their device, from their laptop, the secrets, and also not worry if they lose the thing that they separated from their laptop. So, in theory, and I'm not going to do this just because it will be a total pain for me to then have to go and regenerate shares, I could give this SD card to anyone here and let them take a copy of it, and then as long as they didn't also manage to steal my laptop before I regenerated the shares, life would be good. In practice, I'm not going to do that because, like I said, it will be a pain. But if I give you the shares that are on that SD card, you gain zero data. If I give you the shares that are on my laptop, you gain zero data. If I give you all of those, you gain my secret keys, and that makes me a sad panda. But using this, I've actually managed to keep SSH keys of a reasonable size safe for many years through many debconfs without anybody managing to IRC as me. Any questions? Oh, yes. That's a good point, yes. I said it's in Debian. It is. You can install it. libgfshare-bin for the tools. The Debian project itself depends just a teeny-weeny little bit on libgfshare. Hands up anyone who has shares of the main archive signing key. Just one person. No, two people, three people here, right? This is insufficient, I assure you, to get the archive signing key, even if you mugged all of them. Who's got a revocation certificate share here? Again, a different subset of people. The idea there is that if something goes wrong and we lose the infrastructure, we can recreate the key. And if we somehow manage to leak the key, we can recreate the revocation certificate, even if we also lost the infrastructure. Any other questions or points? Yes.
Do you remove this SD card from the laptop if you leave it, or what do you use?
I tend to remove it from my laptop when I walk away from it, as well as lock the screen. This is why it didn't work earlier, because the shares were in my pocket. There was an air gap firewall, and SD cards don't do Wi-Fi.
Anybody else?
Most SD cards don't do Wi-Fi. There are, of course, SDIO cards that are Wi-Fi devices, but they don't do powering themselves usually.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
And we have one more.